Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we were talking about sermons that are on our website concerning prophecies in the Bible that we can see coming to pass today. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
I have preached sermons that are on our website, www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. I have one sermon that I preached back on September 5th of 2010, titled The 3,500-Year Prophecy Coming True. And from the book of Deuteronomy, that sermon talks about the prophecy 3,500 years ago of oil being discovered in Israel, in both land and sea, and we've seen that coming to pass in this day. We also have extensive study on Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 38 and 39 talks about Russia and her coalition. And if you go on the Sermon Audio site, you can just click on the sermon by scripture or by Bible and get down to Ezekiel 38 and 39. You'll see all those sermons on that. As a matter of fact, same website, Sermons by Bible. We have over 300 sermons on the book of Revelation, verse by verse. And so I'm saying all that just to say that the Bible, for over 2,000 years now, has told us of things that are actually coming to pass in our day. We know that Russia comes with her allies at the first part of the tribulation to go against Israel, and they'll be defeated soundly by the hand of God. In our text, we read about a group, the kings of the armies of the East, an army of 200 million that I believe is headed up by China. And this army will march, and in their march for the last year of the tribulation, a year, a month, a day, and an hour, they will march, and anybody gets in their way, they'll kill, and over one-third of the population in that year of the entire earth will be killed. So that lets us know that this is not going to be a good time on earth, the time of the tribulation. The tribulation is 7 years. It takes place sometime after the saved are raptured. That is everyone that knows Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Not everyone that's a church member, not everyone that's been confirmed, not everyone that's been baptized, but everyone that's received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's the person that's going to be caught up to be with the Lord. We find out in the Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ, those who have received Christ during their lifetime, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a great promise that is if you are in Christ, because not only do you have eternity in heaven, but it means you not only miss hell, but you miss the tribulation period that's coming on this earth. Sometime after the rapture, a world leader that we refer to as Antichrist. Now, what his name will be to the world at that time, I do not know. The Bible refers to him as the beast, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, and about 30 different names is assigned to him in the Word of God. This world leader will confirm a covenant with Israel for 7 years. The confirmation of that covenant, according to Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, will begin this seven-year tribulation period. During the seven-year tribulation period, well over half the world's population will die in very violent and terrible ways. In other words, in a 7-year period, well over 3 billion people will die. And it will be noticed around the world. Israel today is back in the land, according to prophecy, as it said it would happen. The Russian coalition in Scripture seems to be lining up, about lined up with one another. They're the common market nations that were also prophesied in Scripture. 27 of them are together today. 10 of those will take the leadership in this tribulation period. And the Antichrist will come out of one of those 10 nations. So what about America and what about China? Next week, China. This week, we'll look at America. Now, the first point is to go to our text, back to Revelation 9 and verse 20 and 21. And we see in verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of their works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither see nor hear nor walk. Now, in that verse is just saying, all these judgments of God that were poured out, yet men did not repent. They continued in their false religion. They continued in their ecumenical religion. They continued having religion that worshiped idols. Yet God said not to make an image of anything, not even of anything in heaven, not even to make an image of Christ. Nothing in heaven, nothing on the earth, nothing underneath the earth. The true worshipers of God do not worship images. They worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, the Bible tells us. And yet, we see the conditions of unrestrained iniquity in its infant stages, as it'll even grow worse in the tribulation. Today, we have terrorist attacks. We have tsunamis. We have earthquakes. We have these unusual weather patterns, worldwide economic destruction, wars, rumors of wars, lawlessness, and yet people cannot see that the hand of God is moving and they ought to repent. Jesus said in the days before his return, they would be as the days of Noah. Well, what were those days? How were they? Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, verse 5, verse 11, and verse 12 tell us. It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, not just his deeds, his thoughts. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Well, we see in Revelation 9:20, corrupted worship. But in the beginning in Genesis, we see the sons of God saved men, marrying the daughters of men, unsaved people. It was wrong then. It's still wrong today. He said in Revelation 9:21 that there were murders. Genesis says the land was filled with violence. It became unsafe. There were beatings. There were killings. Their sports were violent. Revelation 9 says, nor their fornication. In Genesis, we see all flesh corrupted, even the thoughts of their hearts. We've seen a generation that has been raised in an anti-God educational system. The only thing that keeps us from going down the tubes completely in the education in our public sector is that we still have some teachers who are Christians and who will not teach the humanistic philosophy in their classroom. Then there are many Christian schools seeking to teach a biblical worldview. What has been the result of humanistic secularism in our schools today? Well, again, violence. 60 million human babies are killed inside their mothers. You say, Brother Andy, shouldn't use the word babies. Use the word fetus. Okay. 60 million fetuses, instead of killed, were aborted inside of their, instead of mothers, their homo sapien. Well, no, you don't say homo sapien, you say mother. No, if you're going to be consistent, you'd be consistent across the board. It's either mother's murder and babies, or it is abortion, fetuses, and homo sapiens. Be consistent. That's all we ask. Now, we know what God says, and it's the first. It's murder. It's murder. A generation has been taught to accept a homosexuality as an acceptable lifestyle. It is vile, it is wrong, and it is wrong as a couple moving in and living together without marriage. However, it is forgivable. People can repent, and God can deliver them from those sins because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world, and Jesus Christ is the God who delivers from sin. There's a time in this country when homosexuality was a shame. Now the military is preparing to do extensive indoctrination of all their troops so that it will be accepted and that men or women can practice as a homosexual openly in front of the rest of their comrades in arms. They've not obtained marriage rights yet. They've tried. It'll take maybe just another 10 years of our generation of kids being taught that this is acceptable, that they'll have the votes to pass it. It'll be in our society. In the last 50 years, there's been several countries that have started doing homosexual marriages. But let me tell you something. The last time where homosexual marriage was actually a legalized thing with documents involved, when they went back through history, digging up ruins, they found that there was a place where that happened. It was called Sodom and Gomorrah. They had legalized marriage. And you found out what God thought about that. And doesn't our society feed off violence? Hollywood and the entertainment industry promotes it. There's over a 60% increase in just the last 5 years of profanity on primetime television. Our children have games that they play that make people look lifelike. And they're given the opportunity to kill them. We're desensitizing our children to murder, to sexual promiscuity.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.